As soon as I learned to drive, I marked in my diary the last night of the year as that time when you made your way to the Martyrs to bring in the new year. I still have an album that contains multiple photographs of one of those occasions. Back then, and that's over 30 years ago, hundreds of people gathered here. Sadly, that hasn't been the case for many years, although this year, due to COVID circumstances, I expect that there'll be hundreds of people who will tune in to this service online. And you're all very welcome. Our programme tonight includes everything that you'd expect and some things that you may not. There'll be musical items, a testimony, the outlining of hopes and aspirations for this new year, a devotional message, and a quiz. Can you believe it, this time for adults? So get your pen and paper ready, and then send those answers to me before 9 o'clock in the morning. My wife and I will have a bag with your numbers in it, and we'll wake Woody for you. Plus, and this is something you'll not want to miss, children will be involved in a special joint singing effort. Please enjoy and share this service widely with your friends.
Let your words speak to me. Show me what I Just like to leave a few verses with you in coming into the new year of 2021. It's in 1 Samuel 12 and 24 where the Lord speaks, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you." And you know, as we go into the new year, I just like to think of these words, that we have to fear the Lord. That's not a fear that the world would have, that would cause them to run away from God. It's that reverence, that deep reverence for him. And we're to serve him in truth. The Lord does not want us to do anything half-heartedly. He wants us to serve him in truth with all our heart. So no matter what work we're involved in, whether it be children's work, whether it be just a little work even in the kitchen, whether it be something that no one sees, yet the Lord sees it, and we have to do it with all our heart. Why? For we have to consider all the great things he hath done for us. When we think of his death on the cross and how he died in our place, he died for our sins. We owe him so much. We owe him everything. And in all that he does for us daily, and in his leading, and in his guiding, and in his keeping hand. So friend, put your trust in the Saviour, and remember you can rest completely on a finished work that he done at the place called Calvary. May the Lord bless his word to you in the coming year. Amen.
Psalm 78 verse 6 begins with the phrase, "that the generation to come might know." Our church has a number of ministries to children, such as little ones, Sunday school, explore clubs, and in some schools. We've had the opportunity of presenting the gospel to many children, and it is our desire that the boys and girls would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour and live for him. 2020 has been a challenging year due to the pandemic. It has led to the cancelling of some of our meetings. However, new doors of opportunity have also opened, especially the online ministry. As meetings have been recorded and sent out, I believe hearts have been touched and that some people have heard the gospel who might not otherwise have heard. Pray that the Lord will bless these endeavours in 2021. I've also had the opportunity of speaking to parents at their doorsteps, perhaps when dropping off supplies or literature, and they have greatly appreciated this. My eyes have been opened not just to the spiritual need that there is, but also the emotional and physical needs of people. Over the years, we have been building relationships with parents, and I believe it is vital that we show them the love of Christ. I hope that in the incoming year, we would be able to make more of a practical contribution to their lives. In closing, I leave you with another phrase from Psalm 78, talking about the children, this time from verse 7, "that they might set their hope in God."
Now, you just can't have a watch night service without a quiz. This one's much shorter than usual, only 6 questions. And these will appear on screen again at the end of the programme so you can check back. And it's for adults, as well as children, of course. So here's the chance you have all been pleading for. I've lost count of the number of adults who've asked me over this year, can we not join in this quiz? Well, you can now. So let's get those answers coming in. Don't disappoint me. Most of us will be glad to swing the door closed on 2020, but just before we do, part A, big world events in 2020. Question one, which couple quit the British royal family in 2020? Question number two, in which month did the World Health Organization announce that a deadly coronavirus had emerged in Wuhan, China? Number three, a massive explosion in which Middle Eastern city, sparked by the accidental detonation of 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate, killed at least 190 people and injured thousands of others. And then section B, 20 in the Bible. The number 20 in the Bible symbolizes the cycles of completeness. It can at times mean a complete or a perfect waiting period. So question number four tonight. This Old Testament patriarch waited 20 years to get his wives and property and to gain release from his father-in-law. Who was he? Question number five. Which king of Israel spent 20 years building his own house and a house for the Lord? And then question number six, final one. In the days of Samuel the prophet, which famous object, having been deposited in the city of Kirjath-Jearim, remained there for at least 20 years before it could be moved back to Jerusalem? Prizes. You want prizes? Well, after Christmas, I'm bound to have a pair of spare socks I can throw in for the prize. Get the entries to me as quickly as you can before 9 o'clock. Thank you.
Well, where are we going today? We're going to a place across the river. It's in Portadown, and it's a place that is an old World War II bunker. I'd love to show you it because it reminds me of two men who were Christians and who wanted to share the gospel, the good news, with people right across Europe. And so our story is set not in Portadown, but in a place called Philippi in Greece. So let me tell you the story. So we followed the river Pan. Here's our old World War II bunker. And it just reminds me of where Paul and Silas would have been brought by that old Roman jailer. And he'd been taken, watch your head, and thrown down into a place just like this. There their feet would have been put in the stocks and they would have been left in a place like this. What would they do? What would you have done?
Even in all of their pain and in the darkness, Paul and Silas, they prayed. At midnight, the answer came to their prayers in a most unexpected way. An earthquake happened and the jailer, he comes running down. And he's looking on in horror. The doors are open. And perhaps he's thinking, where are all the prisoners going? And Paul sees them and Paul cries out, do thyself no harm. We are all here. The jailer replies to Paul. And he asks this question, what must I do to be saved? And in Acts 16 and verse 31, we see that Paul replies, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And that very night, the jailer believed that Jesus is the sinless Son of God who died on the cross to take the punishment even for an old jailer. And that night, his sins were forgiven because he trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as a new day was breaking, a new dawn was dawning in this man's life. And not only his life, but his whole family got saved. They turned from their sin. They were born again. Perhaps just after midnight tonight, you too will put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. And then in 2021, you can walk with the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and your friend.
while shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night.
As we stand on the brink of another new year, after a year like nothing we've ever known, we're entitled to wonder what the future holds. Certainly, nobody could have predicted the path we were forced to take during much of 2020. Unexpected, unprecedented, and hopefully unrepeated. It almost feels like huge chunks of the year have gone missing without trace. Highlights are few and far between. Depressions are sadly many. In some senses, it appears like while it was undoubtedly an annus horribilis, a most horrible year, it also seems as if the year never really got going at all, as if we're still back at the start. That's my excuse for revisiting a Bible passage I considered this time last year, updating, upgrading, editing it, as we look, whether it's wearily or expectantly, into the unknown future of 2021. It's found in Deuteronomy 33, the verse 25. It's a promise. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. You see, one fact remains firm. Like every other year, 2021 is a year in which we must move forward by faith, growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And yet, most of us will approach this new year with a lower degree of anticipation and a higher degree of apprehension than normal. Opportunity may well knock, but danger and difficulty may still dog our every step along the route. Deuteronomy 33:25 was originally a prophecy given by Moses just before he died to the tribe of Asher. By God's determination, this tribe was granted land on the seacoast, north of modern-day Haifa in the Mount Carmel region, extending into what we call today southern Lebanon. Asher's land was fruitful and mountainous. And so it's most appropriate that to the people who would live in this hilly and hard terrain, God promises iron shoes for the roads they must travel. Iron shoes for a rocky road. First of all, consider the prospect of this rocky road. The obvious suggestion of our text in Deuteronomy 33:25 is that we may have some rough road to travel before the year is done. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. If the way is to be strewn with flowers, then velvet slippers will do. If all we're going to do in 2021 is sit and watch television, we won't need iron shoes. Thick socks will be simply perfect. But if we plan to travel these rocky roads, then we need good footwear. As coaches of sports teams like to say, no pain, no gain, no guts, no glory. And it seems pretty reasonable to expect that we will all walk on rocky roads before this year is over. Last year's rough road shows little sign of changing. And truth is, there are no silk slippers on the road to heaven. We need iron shoes because the road is hard, the way is difficult, and the path is sometimes treacherous. It's not an easy road. There are trials and troubles, and many are the dangers we meet. So the prospect of this rocky road, and then secondly, the provision for this rocky road. We have provided for us iron shoes for protection. To help us navigate the path, God gives tremendous promises to us, and Deuteronomy 33:25 is just one of the most precious. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. In other words, that translates into the road ahead will be rocky, will be dangerous, steep and difficult to climb, but precisely at that point where the rubber meets the road for you, you'll be given adequate protection. So this kind of tailored provision, it's very welcome. And also daily strength, for power is granted here. There's the second half of the text to consider, and that's what comes in. It brings an added layer of comfort, maybe some comfortable insoles for those iron shoes. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Note that it's days, not day, and that translates into three things. First of all, God will give strength for each individual day in the year ahead. For his people Israel, as they traversed the wearisome wilderness, he provided daily manna. Our Lord encourages us to make our request for daily bread, Matthew 6, verse 11. As Lena Sandel wrote, and she penned the lines several years after she'd witnessed the tragic drowning of her father, day by day, with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Not only does the Lord promise strength for each individual day, but then secondly, God will give strength for every kind of day we may face. Some days may be filled with joy and light and happiness, others with sadness, tears, frustration, pain, and heartache. But whatever each day brings, there will be sufficient strength to meet it. That's the promise. And thirdly here, God will give strength to all our days until the end of our days. We'll run out of days before we run out of God's strength. The more days, the more strength God gives. Take each passing decade. When you aren't as strong as you used to be, your stamina seems to disappear more quickly, and the parts of your body that seemed invincible are now beginning to show signs of wear and tear. On earth, time wears everything away and we finally die. But in eternity, we're immortal, and in heaven, for the child of God, the passing of days, so-called, will only add to the lustre of God's grace. In his sermon on Deuteronomy 33, verse 25, Alexander McLaren points out that this promise will still be true in heaven. There, the passing of 1,000 years will make us younger, more vigorous, because we are more and more filled with God's glory. Will you have hard days in 2021? Fear not, your strength will equal your days. Will you have days of sickness and days of pain? Fear not, your strength will equal your days. Will you have days of doubt and confusion and dread? Fear not, your strength will equal your days. Deuteronomy 33:25 assures us, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And given the fact this is a divine promise, the good news is this: what God demands, he supplies. When he puts his people on a hard road, he gives them iron and brass shoes for the journey and the needed strength to come through each and every day. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We'll never find a day when God's protection or power is lacking. So the prospect of this rocky road, the provision for this rocky road, and finally, the person on this rocky road. It's not just us. Pause to think who it is who promises such blessing to us? Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Who's saying it? It's the one who made us. It's the one who loved us from eternity. It's the one whose love will never fail. It's the one who gave himself for us. It's the one who appoints our days, and the one whose resources are unlimited. Now, if such a God has made such a promise, we may be confident he'll keep his promise completely. I love to remind myself that he is the God who goes before and beside his people. In other words, he's not only with us now, he's already way up the road ahead of us. Think of it like this. When we struggle with the problems of today, God is hard at work providing solutions for the things we're going to face tomorrow. While we're living in Tuesday, he's clearing the road for us on Friday. Or to put it another way, God is already at work providing solutions for problems we don't even know we have yet. Are you worried about next week, about April or May, about September or October? What about that tough decision that looms directly ahead of you? Fear not, he's already there. While you're slogging your way through this week, God is already in march, stockpiling the strength you need so that when you get there, you've got exactly what you require, plus plenty more in addition to that. I'm leaving with some practical lessons that we should take from the promise that we have here in Deuteronomy 33, verse 25, and those are, take each day as it comes. Don't try to force the future. Let God lead. Don't be full of anxious care. Do each day what God gives you to do. Rejoice in the Lord always. Run and run and keep running to the cross. God will not put you in an unbearable situation in 2021, but he may put you in a situation that seems unbearable so that you'll turn to him. Remember, he doesn't give us strength in advance, but only when it's needed. Each day this year, you'll have what you need. Step forward, therefore, into this new year with confidence, with hope, and with joy, and have a blessed 2021.
I don't want.
Eternal Father and gracious Lord, as this new year opens, we plead the promise of thy word, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Be our provider, our protector, our Prince of Peace, our potentate, and our power. And we ask that thou wilt reclaim the backslidden, revive thy church, and regenerate the lost, for Jesus' sake and for our good. Amen. Many thanks for coming on this little journey with us tonight from 2020 into 2021. May the Lord bless you abundantly this year, saving, satisfying, and sustaining, making your shoes iron and brass, and granting you fresh strength for each day. And if you're stepping into this year without his great salvation, please contact us urgently for a Bible, for helps, for counsel, for guidance, for prayer. Join with us some of these Sundays. You'll always find a warm welcome at Martyrs. On behalf of the Church Fellowship here, may I wish you a blessed and happy New Year.